Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Of all lords. Wow. 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 I wish I could jump and do some acrobat. This is breathtaking. This place is looking. Hey! Prophet Dr. Kofi Odru. I love this young man. I love him because he is God sent to our generation. He's God sent. Can we pray? Almighty Father, we just want to thank you for the gift of this day, the 22nd day of December 2018. We are so grateful for blessing us with such a day and such a God-given opportunity to receive from your throne room a message that will bring transformation and revolution in every life. We honor you for the men and women of God that you have raised to work with a set man. I pray, O God, that today will be a day of remembrance for them. Before 31st December rolls over into 1st January, you will do something spectacular. Something spectacular. We honor you, Lord. Visit us, Holy Spirit. Let your angels go to work right now. In every home, wherever this broadcast is reaching, do what only you know how to do, and take the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody help me shout a powerful amen. I want you to please help me minister to two people. Tell them your life will never be the same again. Your life will never be the same again. Glory be to God. Please sit down before I start firing. Prophet, I have never preached a message like the one God has given me for you. Never. And the title of the message is From Eden to Golgotha. From Eden to Golgotha. When God called Jeremiah and began to spell out his assignment to him, Jeremiah responded with excuses. He said, I can't talk. I am this, I am that. Then God began to tell this Jeremiah of a person that I am your God. I am your maker. I knew you when you didn't know yourself. I knew you even before you became a visitor, a guest in your mother's womb. When we were driving here, I began to think about Prophet Sasu. Today, he's a prophet. In no other church but Alabaster International. The day I gave him his prophetic word. How old were you, sir? 16 years. Clap for yourself. Somebody who has just finished shocking in their hem, and you begin to prophesy over that person and tell that person that amend your ways. God is going to use you. There was nothing like describing his underwear or telling him your mother is a witch or your father is. Somebody is going to be so blessed today. Because me bayankasa. We met a woman about 2 weeks ago, Anna, on the 1st of December. So 3 weeks ago. And she said, I prophesied over her 20 something years ago. And the day I prophesied over her, she had just come from the boyfriend's place and met another woman. So she wasn't in the mood. And what was the prophecy? God is going to, you are going to become a great woman. And she was like, Mommy, weba, me. From Eden to Golgotha, God had it all under control. Anybody who lied to you that your life is meant to be a life of struggle until you die, I am here to tell you that it is not true. This lady that I prophesied, I don't remember. She went to the extent of becoming a diplomat, married to ambassador to Japan, which means that the prophecy came to pass. And I was in Ghana. I didn't know anything. Don't joke with the word of God from the mouth of a true prophet. Because Prophet Sasu is a clear indication that the hand of God is upon my life. I always see good out of the ugly. Coming from your boyfriend's house, you are going to become a great woman of God. And indeed, she became a great woman because she said, she doesn't wear one cloth for 1 year. If she has an outing, you just tell the chaperone and everything is in, they'll put it on your bed. Nyamia sembia aba amao. Tie me. Baby biara ubeko asem no bedi wechi. Because the Bible says, my word will never return unto me void until it has accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. I came for somebody. Let me start with John 15, 16. Ye have not chosen me. Yeah. Your life is not an accident. Your life is not a mistake. Whether you failed your exams, whether you failed in marriage, I am here as God's prophet to tell you, from Eden to Golgotha, your life was taken care of. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Jesus was born in a manger, but he didn't live the rest of his life in a manger. That is why I know that there is hope for a living dog than a dead lion. Kadaba. I remember very well, one Sunday, I didn't tell him I was coming here because I am sent on a mission. When I came, the church had closed. They were going left and right. Everybody come back inside. The move to Sapema was necessary. Today we have a property at Sapema. So when the enemy thinks that he is doing you, that is our Ghanaian English. Or Yewono. Or Yewono Ankasahun. Solid Rock wouldn't have come if I didn't receive a nasty letter from my landlord's son. Leave our house. This office is bigger than where we stay. Today, Solid Rock has come to stay. Next year, we'll be celebrating 25 years. Let's go into the Bible. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 to 31. Glory be to God. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. John 15, 16. And ordain you who hear me here, that go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, that is God for you. You are sitting here and you think you are an accident. You are a mistake. You have been chosen by God. Your life is not a failure. People who are envious of you, people who are jealous of you, will try to say things to put you down. You are on God's radar. And God said, let us make man like one of the animals. Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let him have dominion. Dominion means absolute ownership, supreme authority, sovereignty. Let man have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God cursed them. If from the beginning in Eden you were not cursed by God, but you were blessed by God, I nullify any curse from any man upon your life. Pastor Philo, in Eden there was no shortage. In Eden there was no light off. In Eden there was nothing like way niho. Everything that Adam and Eve would need in life was provided in Eden. You know, when we were coming, some thoughts, I was like, if rice, oil, tin tomatoes, turkey, and what? Ojain, it's Christmas. Then I've finished chopping the Christmas. Hear me. After today, I am telling you, you will not die before your time. The church has been invaded by tricksters, thieves, liars, all kinds of people. Because there is no scanning machine at the gate that would detect. This brother, watch him. This sister that has joined the choir, not your choir, I'm talking about church in general. Because people are in church for many wrong reasons. Some are in church to practice their apaism. People are in church when the word of God is coming. Instead of them to receive the word and change, they are like chre. Ye be fa sorry no na wonsu wa for hell. Let me read the Bible so I can have time. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the earth, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he has made. And behold, it was very good. Not good. Very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. I have always said that if God wanted to create the whole earth in one day, he is God. He could do it. If he wants to solve your problem in 1 year, he will do it. But some of you will never go to church again. Oh, we have seen a lot. When they get what they are looking for, wiper to the pastor. My pastor sitting there brought her friend who didn't have a womb. I prayed for her. I understand she has 4 children now. I don't even know where she is. I haven't seen the children. But she brought her from Eden to Golgotha. When you read Deuteronomy 1 from verse 1 to 11, we are not reading it. Note this point. There are 11 days journey from Horeb by the way of Mount Sion to Kadesh Barnea. 11 days journey. A woman in Banat Bene, 11 days journey took 40 years. 40 years. We have blamed everything on witches and wizards. Some of us lack self-discipline. And Krofoma Ebrewo Ghana. Oh yeah. Recently some of my daughters, They've left their job. You know why? They are working for people in Ghana. They have names, so, but they are not paying them. Just this afternoon, one of my daughters came to clean the house, and I said, "How is your work?" He said, "Mommy, for about 2 months now, I have stopped." I said, "Why?" He said, "They are not paying us." And when she told me how much they were, some ridiculous amount, 300 Ghana a month. Ube tina kamu, ako airport. Ube didi. Trimo di, ah! And nipa, edi yomu nyonku. Then we blame witches and wizards. Utrimo di! You are not treating human beings as if they are human beings. And you call yourself big man. From Eden to Golgotha, God had a good plan. A very, very good plan. A beautiful one. A powerful one. Do you know something? Even in Gethsemane, when Jesus went and saw his own men sleeping 3 times, it didn't stop him from finishing his assignment. Sorry. In church. Who betrayed Jesus? Church member. He didn't look like. Because when they were washing their hands, he also washed his hands. When they were eating together, he ate. He was doing it. Meanwhile, he had a different mindset or agenda altogether. But God will frustrate them. Dr. Billy Graham, he just died at the age of 100. He had an assignment. What did he come to do on this earth? Preach salvation. 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 Whether you are impressed or depressed, salvation. Yeah. Our prophet is on assignment. Won't you see? Kope soakings be. Soakings. It's on assignment. Some time ago, I heard him saying he used to be a Muslim. He has lived all kind of lives. But because of the call, he had to put aside every other thing that excites him and carry this cross. This cross, sometimes you can become unpopular because people want to hear what they want to hear. And me, I won't preach what you want to hear. I'll preach what God wants you to hear. I just introduced somebody. She's a teacher in the Bible school. She's a senior pastor. Ask her. The day I even sent for her that she should come to the Bible school, she said me. If it's because of me that she established the Bible school, because you don't know what I know. The day Sasu came to collect money to go and buy more Indian hemp, I didn't see him as somebody who will end his life in destruction, but I saw the finger of. Lawyer.
ubenya se yesu be fa wo se ye lawyer ma no ah na catch ya no ma wo di back pay ka ho ni awu papa ni wo mami kura anhu bida enu na yesu di ma Let me finish with the Deuteronomy and then we'll go to from Eden to Golgotha. In the 40th year, in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, Moses spake unto the children of Israel according to all that the Lord had given him in commandment to them. The Lord said to this people who have been in one place for a long time, he said, Turn and take your journey. And go to the mount of the Amorites. Then he said, Behold, I have set the land before you. Mama Rita Utie, go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, to give them and to their seed after them. Then it goes on to say, The Lord your God has multiplied you. What you are seeing is not what God is seeing. And behold, ye are this day as the stars of heaven. You are like stars in heaven. For multitude. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as he are and bless you as he has promised you. So from the beginning, it is a promise of blessing. Is there anybody here from like outside Accra, but you have a property in Accra? You are from outside Accra. Kofi, you are from outside. You are from Nkoko. Nkwetia. When you were coming from Nkwetia, did you carry some land on your head? The land was here. Waiting for you. Because God has promised. If God is not a blesser, then tell me who. For God to take somebody like Joseph to Egypt and go and make him a prime minister in Egypt. If Joseph is too far from you, what of Kofi Annan who just died yesterday? General Secretary of United Nations. You know why? Heaven ordained it. Even in your mistakes, because you made those mistakes in ignorance. And God says he will overlook. Hey, sister, you are blessed too. God made man, made you in his image. And he delegated authority into your hands until you entertain the snake. There are people whom we have allowed into our lives who didn't look suspicious of a character. That's why the other day I called my staff and I told them, live your life more in the spirit than in the flesh. People are in church. They join groups. And for all you know, they are not there to build the group. They are there to scatter the group. And you see, anybody who steals himself like a stowaway, now banyami fie se wo be sei ejuma nyamin crow for ebre to build wo be sei adwuma na nyame nso ne wo badi. Oh, God will deal with you. Because every soul matters. Every soul matters. The devil is busy recruiting people to hell, and we are busy recruiting people to heaven. So if you be a distractor, when we started ministry, we didn't know that money should be the priority. And Kabra Iba Emeka say, "Chairman, come. I see that you are into some things and you have to bring some this and that, otherwise, simple word, aye juma." When he finally came back to Ghana, he said he just wanted to meet me and see me and shake my hands. Shake my hands. Some people are shaking your hands every day. And when they shake your hands, they turn, they go and insult you. Somebody say mercy. The church is supposed to be a refinery. That's why Jeremiah again says, go to the house of the potter and watch the work that he is doing. When it is mad, when it is not to the description he wants it to be, he will go all over again and make it until it fits his description. But we don't want. We don't want. You are in church. You don't want to change. You have to change. You have to change. You have to change. The word of God must work on you, on your inside, and let it show on the outside. Hey! God is doing things, oh prophet. Look at the gentleman that preached at our prayer meeting on Tuesday. Sofo, he doesn't speak English. He doesn't write English. At the Bible school, it was a tough time because of French. On Tuesday, this boy preached in English. Not just preach, with revelations. You must fear this God, oh. Don't look down on anybody. Hey! Me ferry here, Dano. Now my fault. Me see boy here confusing me. Oh, pretty brofu. Much here no mu graduate Bible school. On timing ka brofu on truck. From Eden to Golgotha. It was a perfect plan. Now you were bow ake wa back body me dane. Na bia ken be won yung mo yo. E shake bomwa de san yin cho fon. Boni ni ni pa ajini boni ni trimu boni. E diverti niyama. Ne di akoshe beifo. Wankasa na waye wuhu beifo. 11 days journey. Asasinu waho. Machwa tuwa mao. Kona kofa. They were there complaining. And this Moses. It took them 40 years instead of 11 days. The year is ending. Stop blaming everybody for your stupidity and your nonsense. Look inwards. We are koda obi na twitwi wusima o. Ba wunyi a wan kasa. Nti twitwi wusini ye. Na jai se de bia wu twen so obi na e baba ba twitwi wusima o. The Bible said you are the light of the world. Are you sure you are light? If you are light, then you must shine wherever you go. Thank you for standing. You encourage me by that. As I say, no system, no senior, no, no, eja. You are not Obia. You have been bought. twice. At Golgotha, he said, "It is finished." He made an open show of the enemy at Golgotha. You fell in Eden, Golgotha, and yes, sir. Because there were two people at Golgotha. One said, "Jack, I drew so. Who's he were Bema? And yeah, baby. They said, yeah, I didn't any." Instead of him to humble himself, the other one said, "Remember me." And now, Onyame Bekayo, be what? Glory be to God. If God wanted you to come in a form of a cow, hey, you will not query him and say, "God, why did you let me come in the family of a cow? Kaya diwaya milk, cheese, butter, corned beef." Look at the giraffe. The giraffe from 6 years, 7 years, starts getting pregnant. And the pregnancy of the giraffe takes over 1 year, 15 months. When the giraffe gives birth, that same day, within half an hour, the baby will stand. In about 10 hours, the giraffe baby will start running. Giraffe sleeps 2 hours and 10 minutes standing. Giraffe does everything standing. What are you doing with your life? Giraffe. Their sleeping period is 2 hours, 10 minutes. Giraffe doesn't eat on the ground. You are eating everywhere. Your life as a Christian should be lived progressively, not retrogressively. From Eden to Golgotha. From Eden, because in Eden, the garden, everything was perfect in the garden. Before Adam and Eve even came, everything they would need was made available for them. Why is it that when you are sick and you have gone to hospital and the doctors have given you the medications and they've diagnosed and given you some Hushia's name, an instruction from your prophet, then God brings the healing. God brings you the healing. Because from Eden, there was nothing like spondylosis. There was nothing like spondylosis. I saw the woman, I gave the handkerchief. They were going to amputate her legs in this church. She came to drop offering. And I gave her a handkerchief. And then she was frozen. So I was like, "God, what have I done here?" Not knowing angels were working. They never cut the leg. She's still alive. She's in church. She's holding the dirty handkerchief till today. From Eden. Brabia Bahana me suspecting o. Me feel fine wo brai. Nti be hwe no. Anko ka. Ni ni di nkomo wie ye. Obisa bisa no nanu mu nsem.
All of us have fallen victim to deception. Some of you fell victims to your many people are in church. They don't even give 100 Ghana offering. But they've got that money and given to this micro community. Now they are causing them heartache. And I'm me. Now I'm to mean that. Because me member sika lokia maye da da. So now we are praying. All of you have taken people's money and you have refused to give it to them. God will judge you one by one. You will not only rot in prison. Ube yari until you give the monies back to the people. Oh boy, Paul! Oh boy, Paul! From Eden to Golgotha. Eden, everything was cool. Huh? Until somebody intruded. People have, prophet, have intruded into our families. People who we thought were friends intruded into our families and they have destroyed our family. I'm in Ghana, but God is the one taking care of me. I don't need anybody's help from Burkina Faso. Because the Bible says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? Obidini dama. Abe sewa warie. Abe sewa busia. Abe sewa sorry. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Open your eyes. You have not been made by God to fail in life. And I may catch your own. The rest is for God. And God watches over his word to perform it. And he's performing. Get up and tell three people God will perform his word over your life. Tell three people. Wow. Wow. Sit down, let me round up. Huh? Even when God was angry with the then world, the world of Noah, God still found eight people and started all over with them. When Job had to go through what he went through, because Job knew God, people told him, if you say you are born again, you are a Christian, and you are going through what you are going through, curse God and die. Job said, you are stupid. I know my Redeemer liveth. Obi obekache who say we are Christiania, unfa oha mu, ana unfa ni edin mu, kache ni panu so bua. Yesu kura fa ni emu. Onyankopon kura obo ni wi ase kura ko kan Revelation 12. See, there was war in heaven. Hey. Heaven kura there was war. You will end this year well. I'm prophesying to you. I said, you will end this year well. You will end the year well.
There are 17 people here tonight. God is going to make you so productive. God will bless the works of your hands. You become multi-millionaires. You didn't hear the prophecy. Hey. 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 God is looking for young men and young women that he can entrust wealth into their hands. May you be found worthy. May you be found faithful. Say, Nyamidi, Ejuma Shawunsa, you will do it. Knowing that it is God who has assigned you. She was a businesswoman, very prosperous. Huh. I looked. I said, you, come. Then she was looking back. I said, you are going to the Bible school. The lies she has taught today as a prophet cannot be compared to the money she was making. Because this is a woman, I gave only 200 Ghana as a nsuabo. She said, me, my mother's money, I'll invest it in business. Not today. You can't give anybody 200 Ghana to go and do business. He said, mean fire then. As soon as they hear pumping, your God, now I tell you. This woman used the 200 Ghana to establish a factory and was able to sponsor her daughter abroad as a medical doctor through that money. God is looking for such people. He will put small money in your hands because of the kingdom. He will multiply that money. You become 1,000 times more. Oh, please let me finish. In what ways are we made in God's image? God obviously did not create us exactly like himself, especially in a physical sense. Instead, we are reflections of God's glory. God is sinless, eternal, and unlimited. Although we are given the potential to be sinless and eternal, we are also given the choice to fall short. We will never be totally like God because he is our supreme creator. Our best hope is to reflect his character in our love, patience, forgiveness, kindness, and faithfulness. We must reflect God. I love one hymn that the Presbyterians sing. Asembi ara mekano adibira. La la la. Sese mi bisa. And on tis a woo chimprano babisa sebe yesu fana. Wa warin so woo chimpra ubebisa sebe yesu fana. Ushaboa wundisu bisa sebe yesu fana. Uba sorry ana wa yeses in the ruler Holy Mary. Upo ana ukuntokwa bisa sebe yesu fana. Uba sorry. Uko ye. Uko party sa unu munsa. Now udi pike ashe wenu. Anahas. Bishop said, "Bear Jesus fair now." Because we are like God, we can feel positive about ourselves. Knowing that you are a person of infinite worth gives you the freedom to love God. You are of infinite worth. Know him personally and make a valuable contribution to those around you. God made both man and woman in his image. Neither man nor woman is made more in the image of God than the other. From the beginning, the Bible places both man and woman at a pinnacle of creation. Neither sex is exalted and neither is depreciated. Having dominion over something is to have absolute authority and control over it. Have dominion, have authority over sin. And ma boni ndi usu, u di boni su. Di boni su. Ya brainy, the flesh is, the spirit is willing. Make the flesh strong. Because there's no difference between you and the people you call unbelievers. If you are doing what they are doing, there's no difference between the both of you. So stop pointing fingers at people. We must not be careless as we fulfill his charge. Like the Creator, we should care for the earth responsibly and lovingly. God was pleased with all he created, for he saw that it was very good. You are part of God's creation and he is pleased with how he made you. If at times you feel worthless or a little value, remember that God made you for a good reason. You are valuable to him. Look at the picture. From Eden, everything was in place. Then something happened. And because God is such a good God, he went all the way to Golgotha. He told the guy, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." He said, "It is finished. All that you should have gone through, all that you will go through and feel pain and feel rejection, is finished." So when you are down, you can still lift up your head. Because somebody at Golgotha said, "It is finished." God blessed them at the beginning. So, if God blessed them at the beginning, who is saying otherwise? It doesn't hold water. Ni obi be fe chi be ba be kan bi ano. Enye juma. Enye juma. 1 John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them." As you are sitting here, you are watching us, you are standing, you are an overcomer. You overcame them in January. You overcame them in February, March, April, May, June, July, December, you will overcome them. Somebody scream, "From Eden to Golgotha." You know, when you meet truck drivers or taxi and there are police checkpoints, right? They'll be doing signs like All the illegal roadblocks in your life has been dealt with. You don't have to be afraid. Prophet, can you believe that this lady went to an embassy 9 times with the same passport and they denied her visa? Then she came to the prayer meeting and said, I just took water and sprinkled it on her. I said, go again. When she told the father said, no, you have to wait for how many months? 6 months before she... I said, go again. I like your name. Bam, are you clapping? Wherever you were rejected, you will be accepted. You will be approved in the mighty name of Jesus. Wait. Ena oni na dan fofo beach na muko e ena omudi niam afrafra ena onumu ye and she died or Ridge Hospital onu na ojina onu na make asan oda ho ye din tuma kata ne so ye din u be come chiri o si e ho na mama ba e okita kin ko le magu aboku e o si na oko twa nsi obi she came back to life. Enti antime amfana nkoche mochiri no bi onu na wapeja nzam. Eno kache ni mami se, mama Christie ba bie. Eno ni mami si mama Christie ba ko bie. Your angel will show up for you. Obi obeka kire wo se. Enu mi wa ufie tie mi ye enti wudie wo be jware wa enu mi emu wo be tina enu mi emu until you die ka kire no say from Eden to Golgotha. God gave Adam and Eve dominion over everything that he has created and blessed them. If God didn't curse you, nobody has power to curse you. Can I preach the Bible to you? Moses was the pastor of all the children of Jacob. He cursed his children. Moses came and overturned it. So, the power and authority your pastor has carries more weight than that of your biological parents. We are serving God because of heaven. But it doesn't mean that we are going to be earthly useless. We will be earthly useful. I want you to know that you as a man of God, and I'm prophesying to you, don't kill yourself about certain people. You know why? God has called you for some precious people. Spend your life and your time on those people he has called you for. Because I suffer, the whole of Uganda. Deal with your jurisdiction. The people he has called you for. The population of Ghana is huge. Accra is huge. Ask God, nipa kube na wa fre mi amao. And those people will accept you, accept your message, whether you are tall or short. Whether you are educated or not. Because they know that when you say, thus says the Lord, thus says the Lord. From Eden
to Golgotha.
Yes, you are young with you. Of our Gethsemane. Who call Israel? Gethsemane, no, a valley, mu. Like you'll be descending from the Bipo. Who call Absalom cry, Ubehuni tomb. Ubehu Hegai tomb. And Sana Wako. Gethsemane. And Jesus taught everybody was for him. Even his closest guys. But old man beko obe ba no mu adida. Ano bumpy sa. I'm not surprised that sometimes Pastor Charles would tell me, "Mommy, ya bre o. Yempo ayeye young ones kra." But you, we don't know where you get the strength from. Wa fa bibi mu afi atwa mu. Eye normal. From Eden to Golgotha. Golgotha! When he asked for water, they gave him vinegar. So somebody took something so bitter. So that when you are going through something that is bitter, you feel how it feels. Me be ba ya. Na mi danya mi asi mama brabo. Se anka mi be ina. U menim ni chi ai wa mbe hu. E no mo antwa picture nso. I had what they call Bell palsy. Half of my face was paralyzed. Wow. E na mi hwe manim o mi ro mo mi si Ewurade. Se ni am pe me hu. Inti se na manim. Share. Yes, I am fair. The last Sunday I went to church that you people logoed me to the hospital. Were you there? I went to church, me too. I thought. Suddenly one of my elders came to the office and said, "Your doctor said we should bring you." They lied to me because they were telling me, "Let's take you to hospital." Me too. I said Monday. Because this thing happened on Friday. And it started on Thursday. Then on Friday, I woke up. You are laughing. It wasn't funny. So, from Eden to Golgotha. Uti mi hu niyama. Ya funny mamu. Bayeta Yesu ase. He allowed us to go through the things we went through. He allows you to go to. You will not die in it. You are coming out a champion. I'm seeing your mother-in-law. You called me on phone that she was in coma. And I prayed over the phone. She's alive. She's looking beautiful. 4 days coma. She came out of the coma. Lift up your right hand. Unyami yodumfu. Wababe dumye. Mi nyamye. Oyo tumfu. Unyami yodumfu. Wababe dumye. Messi, you nyami, you dumfu. nyame asem a bue wa so na bue wa kuma ensem boni adonso e wo Kristo asafo mu na no bra bi e fra no Gehazi ofa ni sofo panyi echi e ko ji ade wo ni ma ho a obi ansoma am eye na ye ye niama bia endwini hu ye sese nipa hu a osoro e hwe wo boni na ma ya bre 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 enne yesi Gehazi asifo nyina omo e kwatafo ya boni ba ko abra no ko diye na busianfo atia hoka. It will not happen in your time. Onyamin pese ye bebre enti from Eden or tutu bibia pepepe mai along the journey. So many things have gone wrong. Let's make it right. We see Crawford Mutu Edro, Ewa Bonti, Ubua, Omua, sorry. Would you have won in Yasam Kitu ever be cut out or better now? Who better than Wainfa? Better than Wainfa? Politicians. In the same party, omu tu omu edro. Ubaye wankasa untia na ubaye se ubeye abua ehiafu. Shekwa Benyan Road. Eho na miti, eho na mifa. Shekwa Benyan Road. Ya kasa 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 aden aden ti o chine bi a show bo red card ka ka ye ko na efe bo. Let's do what is right. Let's do what is right. Anytime I travel outside Ghana and I see how neat people have kept their countries, I'm like, na Ghana boni ben na yaye, boni ben na yadi yaye yankasa yehu. From Eden to Golgotha. Kujuni hu, kujuni hu. It wasn't meant to be this painful, this hazardous. Boni nti. I remembered my mother a few days ago and I shed tears in my bedroom because my mother was a unifier. She's dead. There's no replacement. E juma nya midi ubasa si susi beye no mi pacho ye why? Yeah. You are unique. You are special to God and to some people. Well, my words, you are not special to everybody. Some people hate you with passion. You are special to some people. Prophet Ikasano, me come, me trimu say. I'm sorry for omo nim ni enti abra yi kan yo kan. Because see, my life has been a blessing to many. Big men and big women in this country and outside. They don't remember. They don't remember. So if obi akaya, so many. That is why I'm here tonight. Because of the relationship I have with him. He has with me. There's nothing like Apostle. I call him Kofi. He calls me Mommy. That's my mother. Asa. Now no me call Sony FM some years ago. And I'm Shia Sophobi. And I'm Shia no me see man of God. No! I'm a bishop. And I'm Shia, I know. Yeah, bro! I want to pray for you. The journey has not been easy. I want to pray for you. Come. The journey has not been easy. Come, I want to pray for you. He said, my burden is easy. My yoke. And now my yoke. My burden. Take my yoke upon you and you shall find rest. Please come, let me pray for you. You will find rest.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesono Worship Center near Tesono Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.